a seasoned minister, understanding the word of God, you must minister in music and somebody will just get an anointing of prosperity.
Amen.
Jesus administers healing to your mind by the teaching of the word. Stop praying kindergarten prayers.
Hey,
give me salary.
I won't.
Give me boyfriend.
I won't.
Give me. Catch on me, I don't have time.
Hey.
But you have time to watch movie.
Hey.
I don't have time.
You're
I don't have time. But let some guy, you actually be there before time. That is why I know God is going to bless you.
Amen.
That is why I know you are all going to own companies.
Amen.
Why? Because you are doing His work.
Alright, so it's benefits of ministry. Say it after me. Benefits of ministry. Introduction. Let's read it together. Go. We have learned from previous lessons that ministry is the work of a minister.
Mm-hmm.
Today we shall learn the benefits of ministry. Okay. So ministry has benefits. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. If you have your pens, underline. Okay, now he that planted, underline planted. And he that watereth, underline watereth. In fact, underline he that planteth and underline he that watereth. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own, underline his own reward. Underline his own reward. According to his own labor. Wow. This is very serious. According to his own labor. So it means that everybody has a reward for the work that they are doing. And the work that you do is, you may see it that is group work. But the accountability is individuals. Do you understand? That is what we are learning from this 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Accountability. So you can write it on your paper. We work in teams or in groups, but everybody accounts as an individual. So the day somebody tells you that, if I don't do it, someone will do it. Let them know that they lack understanding. They should go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. The second thing I observe from that scripture is that there is a reward for every work that you do for God. And I've said this that there is paid work and there is voluntary work. And sometimes our pay for voluntary work is even much more, is higher than paid work. Please, you understand?
Yes.
Voluntary work is what we are terming service. Service, working for God. Sometimes the reward is far higher. You can never compare. Somebody can work for years. Maybe every month the person is paid 1,000 Ghana cedis, or let's say 1,005. If it's 1,005, 10 months is over 12 months. What would that be? 15,000 is 10 months. Then add 3,000 to it, 18,000. So if 18,000 in a year, definitely the person will spend some amount of it, transportation, this and that, you understand. Sometimes the monies will even pass places you wonder. You can't even recall where, but the monies will go. And then somebody within a day can receive a story building as a gift.
Amen.
And that story building, you could have been saving and saving and saving and saving. And you will never get it. You can save and don't even be mentioning your name. Say, this guy, He never gives because you are holding the money and you still not get it. But maybe just somebody mentioning your name somewhere, or somebody just observing, and the person is touched by God that let me just give this to you.
Oh, amen.
And then that's it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So tell your neighbor that there are benefits in service. And God is saying it. So believe it. So the problem is that we don't believe it. One, we don't know. And sometimes we don't believe it. But when you serve God, you say that he that planted and he that watered, they are all one. And it's trying to say that you serving, your pastor serving, all of you, you are one. It doesn't place your pastor above you because he has pastor title. If you are serving from your heart, you also guarantee, you are guaranteed for rewards, just like somebody who does all he's doing. And it's a very, very serious thing. So then, let's look at the benefits. In which ways do the benefits come? Because if I just say you benefit, you may not understand how. One, spiritual growth. Say spiritual growth. John chapter 15 verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. He purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. Spiritual growth. Mind you, is God flesh or spirit?
Spirit.
Okay. Our makeup as human beings is, we are not just body and soul, but we have our spirit. And in fact, it is the breath of God in man, the spirit of God breathed into man, that made him a living soul. Otherwise, he's a dead soul. Please, do you understand? So, your life is based on your spirit. That's why you kill people in the spirit before they manifest in the flesh. When you go to the other side, occult, they kill you in the spirit and then they manifest in the flesh. Somebody can fall sick all of a sudden within one day. You see the person in the morning, oh, my stomach, 24 hours. You see the person again, black face, this, that. The body is just changing all of a sudden, 48 hours. They say that short illness, the person is dead. They killed the person in the spirit before it manifested in the flesh. Please, do you understand?
Yes.
Now, when you are a Christian, your spirit being is connected to God. Your DNA within you has changed. But that spirit man must grow. So one blessing of God, when you are serving, you are in ministry, you are working in ministry, one benefit is that he grows your spirit. And here he says that he that is productive, or he that beareth fruit, he purges. He purges, he makes you better, right? Say better.
Better.
Okay? He makes you better and better. I remember when I was in first year, senior high. First year, by the time that I completed first year, they elected some of us to be SU executives. First year. And I saw benefits of it later. Because sometimes you want to play the fool. You want to misbehave. Boys school, you know, they are going to girls school. You tell yourself, let me start it early. So that I can secure certain things before. You understand? You are there, and then some girls school who just come to your sense of entertainment. And you see these nice flowers all over the place. Ah, what a wow.
What a wow.
The whole place all of a sudden is looking bright.
Hey.
Right? Uh-huh. But then you realize, catch them young. You see, but then you realize that, hey, I'm an SU executive. And so if I make the least mistake, even if I'm seeing it, I have to tell my eyes away. You come and say, you see, SU, all your SU,
yeah, yeah.
Hypocrite, you like it. So you have to turn your eyes. By when they are saying their things, you don't even go there. Amen.
Amen.
But maybe if I was not an SU executive, kakra, 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 today entertainment, tomorrow, yeah, we are going to this girl's school, the following day we are going to do a tree here. Yeah. The following day we are going to do intercourse here and there. The following day I'll be jumping wall. Then the next day you realize, oh, I'll be going to Alele Lai.
Where's Alele Lai?
You know Alele, there's our sisters on the streets. When we were in senior high, there were people going to Alele Lai. They go, they come back 2 a.m. 2 a.m. that you, oh, you should, man should be praying, cry. And then your parent is at home and then you are somewhere. But it started small, 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 small. Please, do you understand? Small, 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 small. That is why it's good that you be in a place where you are serving God. Right? It brings order in your life. Some guys cannot even approach you when they realize that you are a serious Christian. You know that.
Yes.
Some guys, when they realize that you are Holy Ghost filled, every time you are active, doing this, we are going for this retreat here, evangelism here, playboy. Hey, this girl, I'm not even going here. Then she become a bad day to be. I don't go there. They want people that, hey, they'll hit you, bah, then they disappear. Bah, bah, bah. Before you realize, 100 girls in the church, they've hit all of them back to back. Then some will be doing toss, they toss to their friends, then this one, back pass, front pass. You see, the scoring goes all around. Because the ladies are not active with the things of God. They are not active. If you are busy with God, will you have time for unnecessary things? So, spiritual growth, amen.
Amen.
Number two, the hundredfold blessing. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake. If it is Mattel and she lost something for me because of me, she'll receive hundredfold.
Amen.
Right? If Dimples lost one guy, maybe was just doing two no. Two no. And if you church, church. And then she tells the person, if you won't serve my God, please, away bus, find your way and go. He says that if you will put everything aside and then you will follow me, I will give you more. Now you'll be there. People will just be sending application. Application. Oh, should I send 500 Ghana before I propose? Oh, should I send 5,000 before I propose? What a talk I do. What? You be there, they will come and pack up. You, even if you accept, I just want to say hi. Because your value has gone up. Amen. Mm-hmm. Number three, divine nourishment and health. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Say, I'll take sickness away.
I'll take sickness away.
When you serve God, you cannot be sick. You cannot be sick. You see, all these benefits, I want you to hide them in your heart. When you serve God, sickness can never come in your quarters. The moment you start giving excuse, Pastor Ben, I have running stomach, so I can't come for meeting. Running stomach, so you can't come for meeting. That thing you are saying, you are telling both God. You are telling both God and who? The devil. So he likes such news. Such news to him is good news.
Yeah.
What did she say? I have running stomach, so I can't go to church. Say it again. Then the demons will just be rejoicing. Oh, just dancing around in your room. And they'll be singing the song with you. Because of running stomach. So that running stomach, instead of 3 minutes or 1 hour, then you realize 3 days, 1 week. then be giving testimonies with it. Hey, Pastor Bella, we're still low. Amen.
Amen.
It must not be so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So sickness, whenever you see the scripture, whenever you are feeling any weakness in your body, you go and pull up the scripture and then you tell God, I didn't say it. You find trouble for yourself and you said it. So because I serve you, no sickness must come in my way. Amen.
Amen.
Fruitfulness of womb. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The last time I said something about this, I'll say it again. So that. Let me pause there. How many times have you not heard that somebody did not have a womb? The doctor said that the person does not have a womb. But seriousness with God, serving God, they gave birth.
Yes.
Let's go back to Mary. She didn't see any man. A woman without any, not even kiss, not even hug, not even holding of hands, nothing. And then she was pregnant. How much more you? That is, we cannot even mention. You and your husband. You and your husband. Every time. After church, before church, after work, before work, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 5 a.m. Sometimes in break time at work, you WhatsApp the person, I can't cry, I can't. Meet me in the house right now. Then you go and exercise yourself. Can you be barren? You say, we pastor, we've tried that. I will tell you that if you are singing in the choir, sing it well. Sing it well. Don't be gossiping about people, talking about people, and stop saying serving half and half. Open your heart and do it well. Look, all of us, when we are serving, there are times that we know the level to which we've opened our hearts. Everybody knows. The moment you can say that, oh, me, this is for because of this, because somebody insulted me, so I won't go again. Because, oh, I'm hungry, so I cannot go. The moment you have a reason for not being able to do God's work, it means that you have not fully opened your heart.
Okay.
Everybody, you know within yourself. Sometimes you are there, but you are like, I'm just watching. I'm watching how it will go. Me there, if it's not going well for me, I'll find somewhere and pass. You see? So he said that the kingdom of God is like someone who lost a coin. The person swept the whole house to find that coin. The kingdom of God is like someone who had 100 sheep and lost one. He left the 99 and still went to find that one sheep. It's about the condition of your heart. How open is your heart? You can be serving God, but you've given yourself certain hours. As for me, I won't go to church beyond, you see, like Sunday. For me, my Sunday is totally dedicated to God. You don't even come and tell me that I owe something here or this. No. Amen. Bishop Oyedepo has a jet. He doesn't have one jet. He has three jets. Sometimes people don't know it. It's not about buying the jet. It's about how will you fuel the jet? When you park it at the airport, they charge you hourly basis every time that the jet is parked there. You rent a place to park the plane. So every time you are spending on it, you'll be paying the pilot. Whether he's flying the plane or the plane is sitting down, you are paying him. You understand? And if it's no, it will definitely not be one pilot. You are paying the air hostess that are on the... Do you understand? Paying insurance on it. Yes. You're paying insurance on it. Paying all the... And even our small Tico car, this small cars car, the insurance on it. You don't want to buy it. You go and tell your this thing, your master, that you have to pay. Plain. Can you imagine? But let me tell you the mindset that the man has. His mind is that every Sunday he must be in church. So wherever he's traveled to, he must come back to do his work at his church. Where he is, the headquarters where he is, that is his own that he must account for, right? The other branches, they are for other pastors, right? Uh-huh. So in his mind, I must come back to do my work. Please, do you understand? So when God is blessing such a person and giving him the means to do that, you may not understand. So let's apply it to our daily lives. If you have a job which is stopping you from serving God, and you even tell God that, God, I need a better one because I am letting this one go to get something that I can serve you. Will he respond or not? You even have a testimony about that. Hello? Please, do you understand? These things, they are real things. You see, they are very, 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 very real. And I'm talking because I don't want anybody here to be poor. I don't want you to be poor. So the principles of riches, you have to know it right now. Some of you are waiting that some rich guy should come and marry you. Oh. Ah. No. So if a rich guy doesn't come to marry you, that's the end of your destiny. Is that the end of your destiny?
No.
There are women who own ships on the sea. So do you want to own a ship on the sea? You see, there are female presidents. You see, so if in your mind, you make up your mind that, hey, me, I want a rich guy to come in. It's not bad, but are you limiting your destiny to that? No. Please, do you understand? And this is what Jesus is saying, that if you will leave all these things and then you follow me, you put me first. He's trying to say that if you put me first, all these things are yours. Amen.
Amen.
So say, I cannot be barren. I cannot be physically barren. The man, you must be able to produce twins, triplets.
I receive it.
Eh? You marry no first month, you fire.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, they will not give birth, so they are saying I receive it. You receive it and give it to me.
No financial barrenness.
Amen.
No opportunity barrenness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Fulfilled days, number 5. Exodus chapter 23, verse 26b. The number of thy days are what?
Fulfilled.
Everybody will die, but you must fulfill your days on earth.
Amen.
Please, do you understand?
Yes.
Everybody will die, but you must fulfill. So God has given everybody a number of days, and you must not die before your time. Amen. Before you die, there must be good reports about you.
Amen.
And 70, 80 and beyond. My pastor was telling me that in his church, they have a 92-year-old who comes to church every day, as in every Sunday. He comes himself. Nobody helps him more. He comes himself. He's even the leader of a certain group, like elders or something. He's the leader over them. 92 years. 92. It's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Destruction upon your enemies. Exodus chapter 23 verse 27. I'll send my fear before thee. I will destroy all the people. Say all.
All
the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies and turn their backs unto thee. So, if I'm serving God and you find trouble for yourself that you are going to oppose me, Exodus chapter 23 verse 27, I will finish you one time.
Amen.
Please, do you understand?
Yes.
Nobody can touch you. They can't touch you, they can't touch your wife, they can't touch your children, they can't touch you because of what God has said. Amen.
Amen.
Dominion, take over. Exodus chapter 23 verse 28 to 30. And I will send hornets before thee, which will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before thee. I will not drive them out before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Say, inherit the land.
Inherit the land.
When you serve God, He gives, you see, when you are a Christian, God has given you dominion already. In the beginning, Genesis 1:26, let us make man and let him have what?
Dominion.
So when you are a human being, God had already given us dominion as men over all the birds, fishes, and all that He had created, right?
Yes.
Number two, man lost that dominion and gave it to who?
Satan.
Through his disobedience. But Jesus now comes, and then through his death, the sacrifice, he paying with his blood. Because somebody had to pay to get us back that, right? Jesus pays and then brings us back that dominion. Dominion is rule. Exercising authority or control over a territory. It means that you are all kings and queens.
Amen.
Do you understand?
But
what is so serious is that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if any man, anyone be in Christ, he is a new what?
Creation.
Who we are now is even more dangerous than in the beginning. Because right now, no, our dominion is not just physical dominion, but it's now in the spiritual realm too as well. Because we are joint heirs with Christ, and Christ has been set head over all principality and powers. So it means that you, and it says that you are joint heirs with Christ. So you, are you over principalities and powers?
Yes.
Because of your connection with. Please, do you understand?
Yes.
So now when you step in a working environment, for example, if I sell at the market, and I step there, I exercise control over every powers that are there. You need to understand it. If somebody goes to see a juju man that is going to do something against my business, the person must die. You must have understanding of it. Because the moment I am there, I, the believer, and you, the unbeliever, who is king there? I am the one having dominion over the place, both natural and spiritual. Please, do you understand? And that is what we are talking about here. He's giving you dominion. He's giving you authority. Authority. And you have it. But right now, because you are serving Him, He now manifests it the more. You can be a Christian. If you are not an active person serving God, your dominion cannot show. That is the problem. If you don't, you are not working with what God has given you, your dominion, it won't show. Hallelujah. And so, you must serve God. Say, serve God.
Serve God.
So that my dominion will what? It will show. It will manifest. Amen. Mm-hmm. Unlimited provision. I love this one. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. That I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And I'll send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, and thou mayest eat them before. God will not give you cash, but he will multiply your money for you. And he does it little by little. When we read the Exodus 23, 28, verse 30, he said that even in exercising your dominion, the people who are ahead of you, I will drive them away little by little, little by little. So when it comes to Christians, our progress is little by, you don't see it, but before you realize, because God is wise. So people can be telling you, you know, some people want it short, fast.
Quick.
1 year, they have all the cars. They have money. Sakawa. And yours, you'll be going little by little. 1 year time, bicycle cry, you don't have. Don't stop, continue. 2 years, you now have a phone.
Hey.
3 years, the ladies don't want to even listen to you.
Oh.
When you are proposing, then they are going away. The more you propose, the more they go.
Okay.
Only the ladies with vision want to listen to you. Tell your neighbor, continue. Ours is little by little. Then some of your schoolmates will come and flash your streets with some car. Then you'll be wondering, when shall I? Because when you see maybe the human head they have on, you see the Prada bag that they are holding. Gucci's here and there. And some of them, they are even flying in and out. Oh, wow. Meanwhile, you don't even know direction to airport. Wow. When they say airport, to you, it's another town. It's another country. It's not part of, you know. All you know is that Nungwa Teshi, Nungwa Teshi, Nungwa Maya, Madina. That's all you know. But you say you love God and you are serving. So when you are going and coming and they are laughing at you, they make you look as if you are mad. You don't know. Amen. But ours is what? Little by little. Today he will take away the Hittite. Tomorrow he will remove the Amalekite. Another time you have a war with another city called Ai or whatever. You clear down where to Canaanite, small. Before you realize, you've captured the whole of Jerusalem and you are sitting there. Nobody can take you away.
Amen.
Please, do you understand?
Yes.
So never give up. I don't know if the person who was evangelized to you before he gave your life to Jesus, I don't know if the person told you that it's going to be easier. I don't know, but make up your mind. Hallelujah. Unlimited provision. And he says, I'll give you the first rain. Say first rain.
First rain.
And the first rain is not enough. He says you add the latter rain. So you can see that somebody will be serving God faithfully. You may not hear of the person. 20 years time, then you hear that the person is a mighty someone somewhere. You don't understand. Put your hand on your heart. Just begin to tell God that, God, help me fulfill everything I must do for you. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be faithful. 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 God has a plan for your life. You must get there. You must get there. You must get there. You must get there. It doesn't matter how long it takes. One day God will just raise you all of a sudden. And it must come to pass in the name of Jesus. It was just one day that Joseph was called from prison to become a prime minister. Just one day, one day, one day. But he had served God for years. For years. For years. David had served in his father's house for years. One day, they called him and anointed him as king. One day, one day, one day, one day. One day, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.